Coach, congratulations. What a regional for you guys here. You're able to play at home here in Scott City and get three wins to get back to state there. And kind of going back to Monday with Goodland to start off, one of the tough teams in the regional to start off with, but you guys were able to get a victory there. What worked for you guys against the Cowgirls?
You know, honestly, our hitting. And, I mean, we had a couple of errors, but, you know, we were able to, you know, not worry about the errors so much and just really focus on hitting. And, you know, Cheyenne pitched really well. And, you know, we all just kind of came together as a team, and we were really loud in the dugout. So, I mean, everything just clicked.
I know you told me last week you loved your draw in the bracket, the 4-5 matchup, and you get Bass Goodland. You get Haskell County, and they were a team 19-1. And, boy, you guys really put the bat to them and took them out of the game early on.
I mean, that was the plan, you know, early on. You know, hats off to Haskell County for being 19-1. But, you know, we see tough teams, you know. I mean, they play the High Plains League, and that's all they play. You know, and our GWAC is, we're all pretty comparable. And so, you know, having teams like Holcomb and Colby and Goodland in our schedule makes us better. And, you know, we added Liberal and Garden City. And, I mean, that just makes us a better, you know, more, you know, competitors. And it really showed.
And then, of course, yesterday, Tuesday, championship, round three with Holcomb. It's the ninth meeting between the teams over the last three seasons and third straight year in the regional championship. Boy, back and forth. You get the early 1-0 lead, then they go up 3-1, and you guys go up 5-3. They score in the seventh inning. I mean, talk about nerves in a clutch situation.
You know, talk about having a little dog, you know, in you. And these girls had grit. You know, we had a couple of errors, and they were crucial errors where they, you know, the guard, like Holcomb scored. But, you know, I'm so proud of, like, they did not let the errors affect them on the batting side, you know, and to be able to step up with two outs and have people on base that you need to hit in, and like they just did really good with that.
Well, and they score a run in the top of the seventh. They have the tying run at second with two outs, and they have the last at bats. And you have a senior come up with a big play in right field.
Yeah, I mean it was a scary play. You know, it was like one of those short ones where you had to run up on it and catch it, and you know you don't want to overrun it, and you want to get to it so before it hits the ground. So. But she has several practice with those, you know, during the game. We had a lot of those little short droppers, little bloopers right there. So she got the last one. That's the one that really counted.
Yeah, big day. And it ended up being as probably advertised as always it has been, it seemed like, pitcher's duel. And both the pitchers, no walks issued during the day yesterday. And Cheyenne got her 500th career strikeout against Haskell County. And then she had another 9 strikeouts yesterday.
Yeah, actually both her and Corinne both had 9 strikeouts. So it was very comparable. But, I mean, if you look at pitch count, you know, Cheyenne had lesser pitch count than Corinne. And, you know, honestly, that just shows that our girls are really good. Like, we're fouling off good pitches up until we find a good pitch that we really like. So, you know, we're having some really good at-bats this time of the year, which is when we really need it. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it shows you that they've really grown at the plate this year.
You guys definitely are peaking at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was a little worried at the beginning of the season because we just were not hitting the ball. And but, yeah, ever since our second game against Goodland, we've been hitting the ball really well, and we've been playing really good on the field. So, we just peaked at the right time.
Yeah, regional championship to win it at home here for the second straight year. You guys win a regional championship, and you have experience now at state.
Yeah, and, you know, we called this year our redemption year. You know, when we were here 2 years ago, you know, we lost against Holcomb, and so we really felt like this field needed redemption. And also our Columbia jerseys, you know, we lost the championship game in the Columbia jerseys. So we wanted to do exactly what, you know, we wanted to give the field redemption in those jerseys. So I'm glad that we went out with a winning at this game.